Nolte, John Stewart plays mercenary Jake Tapper for hawking Biden health news he denied for years. By John Nolte on May 20, 2025. The Daily Show's John Stewart committed some glorious blue-on-blue violence against disgraced Jake Tapper in a brutal 8-minute segment that would have left anyone other than the shameless Jake Tapper hiding under a rock. After ridiculing Tapper and CNN for selling in book form breaking news that respectable journalists used to report when that news was actually breaking, and not for $27 a week from now, it's at the 7-minute mark where Stewart lays bare everything sleazy about all this in a single sentence. How fucking weird it is that the news is selling you a book about news they should have told you was news a year ago, for free. Emmy-winning actress Patricia Heaton linked to Stewart's segment in an ex post and also made an excellent point. It's unfathomable how far at Jake Tapper and at CNN have fallen, she wrote. Can you imagine Walter Cronkite constantly hawking a book? And having all his colleagues join in? Especially one about news they should have been reporting on all year? Good job at John Stewart. If you want to see how far Jake Tapper has fallen, he hit one of many bottoms back in October 2020. These two clips are the smoking gun proving what an irredeemable sleaze this guy has become. Finally, and this must be repeated again and again and again. What the Biden family, the Biden White House, the regime media, the Democrat Party, the Never Trump movement, and Jake Tapper are guilty of is not a cover-up. Joe Biden's mental decline, his glaringly obvious infirmity, was no secret. We all saw it. You cannot cover up what everyone sees. Instead, this was a full-throated, emperor has no clothes gaslighting campaign to convince us our eyes, ears, and instincts were lying to us. And it was done purely for partisan political reasons to keep the White House in the hands of Democrats and out of Donald Trump's reach. If Joe Biden had been diagnosed with prostate cancer last year, Jake Tapper would have told us the blood in his urine was caused by a stutter. Jake Tapper and his fellow degenerates on the left abused America's national security apparatus to frame Trump as a Russian spy. They abused the legal system to bankrupt Trump, bankrupt his family, and jail him for life. They abused the political system to remove him from the ballot. They abused their public perch to demonize him with dog whistles meant to encourage his assassination until he was literally shot in the face and almost gunned down on the golf course. They flood our country with unvetted, third-world illegals. They groom our children with gay porn and drag queens. They burn our cities, emasculate our men, and seek to physically mutilate our children to appease their demon gods. There is no bottom with the left, and there is certainly no bottom to a purported newsman who hides the news until it doesn't matter and then shamelessly sells it for $27 as news. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.